Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
There is nothing more insufferable than an Aggie team on a win streak.
It's a Thirsty Thursday Wednesday edition with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings' Ritchie Road location, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. It is a wet Wednesday, usually a Thirsty Thursday, but we're out here on a Wednesday as the week is a little different with the Texans playing the Bills tomorrow. But that brings The Drive on the road here to Buffalo Wild Wings, Ritchie Road. And I know many people are about to start getting off work. Make your way on out here. Get you some good food, some good drinks. Bud Light girls are here. They also help us put this together each and every week, and we appreciate them. Buffalo Wild Wings as well, they'll take care of you. You got a chance to win prizes. We're gonna start hooking folks up here in the 4 o'clock hour. All you got to do is get a ticket from our guy Shay if you're on the way or in the building, and you can put it in our raffle box, and you will have a chance to be a winner of multiple prizes. We'll be hooking people up starting in the 4 o'clock hour. So come on out, hang out with us, as it's a good time as always. Hey, Clint, the college football poll came out last night, and it's starting to get more and more serious as we get closer towards the end of the season, to where now, Clint, where you are is starting to matter. Where are you dropping? I think the committee, they had several things that let you know maybe the rest of the way of what you can and can't do with your teams and how they're thinking. The rankings came out. Ohio State, Indiana, A&M, they're all undefeated. They stay 1, 2, and 3. I think we all knew that at that point. Georgia and then Texas Tech slide in at 4 and 5, and then Ole Miss, who's sitting there with one game left against Mississippi State. They look like they're pretty much in, especially if they win. They're sitting in the sixth spot. Oregon, they've got a big game against USC, who's 15th that can make a move. OU, after their big win in Tuscaloosa, they come in at 8. They move up 3 spots, Clint. Notre Dame sits at 9. A lot of people have some feelings about Notre Dame. Alabama, they drop 6 spots, Clint, after losing at home to Oklahoma by 2. That's another talking point. Then BYU, Utah, Miami. Miami is one to watch there in the ACC. Their champion is going to get in, but they got a hard time getting into the ACC championship game. Georgia Tech is actually probably the team to watch there potentially. But not much moving at the top, but from 6 through 12, a little bit more movement, Clint. And I think the big talking point is people are really, really surprised that Alabama dropped 6 spots after losing at home to Oklahoma.
Yeah, I mean, it's not only dropping, but dropping below Notre Dame, I think, is the big talking point of
Did you agree with that? They're really getting punished for that Florida State loss, that road loss, which.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, I don't agree with it. Personally, I don't agree. I think Bama's a better football team, but, you know, a lot of it is I mean, Notre Dame's beat USC, Pitt, and Navy, I think. Is that I think that's right.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they've left a lot to be desired in a sense of, like, strength of schedule and
signature
wins.
Their losses are better, it seems like.
And I don't remember all the details, but going into this season, the College Football Playoff Committee was – they were close losses, I think, were going to be rewarded at a higher rate, which is exactly what Notre Dame has done. I mean, they've lost the two losses, they've lost by 3 points, both of them.
Yeah.
You're right. Even though the Florida State game was earlier in the year, I would imagine that that's probably the difference in Notre Dame being ahead of Alabama, getting absolutely shellacked. What did they lose by? I mean, it was 15? It got away from them late. I think it was even worse than the 31-17 score that it was.
But to me, as you said, what Notre Dame's best wins were is Pitt.
Pitt, USC, and probably Navy. Isn't Navy pretty good this year?
Yeah, but like Pitt fell out of the poll right now. So USC is the only team they have that's in the poll. When you look at Alabama, they've got a win over the number 4 team in your poll at Georgia on the road, right? Then they've got wins in Missouri. They beat Tennessee. Like they've got 4 wins inside this top 22, which is like that's got to be more important than the two really good losses that Notre Dame has. To me, it's where it looks like Notre Dame is just gonna be in, and I don't know, boy. That is you lost your two top games that you played, and then Pitt and USC. Now, if USC beats Oregon this weekend, then that feels a little different. But I don't know, boy. Notre Dame feels like they're getting some. I don't want to say special treatment, but that they stick out like a sore thumb right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be when you get down to this. This is what I love about the College Football Playoff, where it's at now, and even if they would have went to 8 instead of 12 or however many instead. Like I love the fact that we get to banter about, right now it's 8, 9, 10, 11, that kind of deal. And that's where the conversation is more of a debate instead of the top 4. Who deserves to be in the top 4? So to me, this conversation is a beautiful one, because we're doing it about the bottom half of the College Football Playoff and not the top, where before it was who gets in, who doesn't. Now it's just about, hey, what team that slipped up 2 or 3 times this season is still going to get in.
And I think because someone texted, or Champ Slice texted in and said that Notre Dame's always going to get in with the brand name. Well, hell, Alabama's right there. I mean, it's the reason I heard what's her name, Heather Dinch, on ESPN this morning talking about the importance of this is, let's say, like, I think Texas Tech is in the field regardless. Like, I think if Texas Tech gets to the Big 12 title game, they're at 5 right now. If they were to lose to BYU or Utah, I think that Texas Tech still gets in. I don't think they drop all the way out. And I think if that were to happen, obviously BYU or whoever beat them has to get in. And then I think whoever's sitting at the 10th spot maybe drops out, because I think Texas Tech would stay in the top 10 based off everything they've done all season. So that's why getting dropped that far down to that 10th spot is important, is just in case something funky happens up top.
It's going to get hairy at that 10, 11, 12 spot, because like you said, if Texas Tech runs the table, it's not going to matter. But if Texas Tech drops one, you got BYU and Utah sitting at 11 and 12. And look down a little deeper. Texas is somehow sitting at 17, and you're sitting at 17 with an Arkansas team that you should destroy this week, and then the game of the year, right? At Texas A&M.
Yeah, but Texas got to be done, man.
Bro, if they beat the brakes off of Arkansas this week and get up to say 15 or even 14, depending on what happens ahead of them, then you turn around and you beat the number 3 team in America, you're getting in the top 12. Slice's point, you're a blue blood. Yeah, you're getting in, absolutely. You don't think they would deserve to get in?
Nah, with three losses, depending on what everybody else does. But, like to me, I don't think they should get in over a Miami team.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Team if they got three losses. By the way, we'll see how close Miami gets to Notre Dame, because they've beat them head to head.
But like, well, I'm going to tell you right now, if Texas wins out, which is a long
shot.
You
think if Texas wins out, they're going to get
Texas
in.
Wins out. If the University of Texas beats the number three team in America,
which isn't going to happen.
I agree with what Tyler just said. But if they did, I believe they get in.
They're always overrated too. They got that working for them.
All they've got to do is be in the conversation and right around 12, and they're getting in.
But like,
Utah's not getting in over Texas. If they're right there, and they're not getting in over Texas.
Yeah, maybe they're not, but Miami would.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, if Miami gets in, there's still other. I mean, is Georgia.
Like I'm just looking at this, right? Like OU is, and they beat OU, but OU is sitting up there at 8. They've got 2 losses. Like any of all these 2 lost teams, like I find it hard. Like Miami and Alabama and Notre Dame and Oklahoma, like I find it hard that Texas would be able to jump all of those with 3 losses if they got
2 weeks to do it. And if one of those if one of those wins is versus number 3 in the country, with I mean, there's 3 teams in the country right now that are getting the love, and it's A&M, Indiana, and Ohio State. You beat one of those teams, you're going to climb in a big way.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a blue blood.
Mm. Well, we'll see. Text line coming in. I think Alabama can beat Texas A&M. They played a soft schedule, not battle tested. Someone else texted in. Texas
have the strongest schedule, literally.
Ain't beating the Aggies.
Get the hell out of here.
Somebody else texted and said, Clint, that's a whole bunch of places to jump. Teams to jump from 17 all the way up into
from 17 to 12 in 2 weeks. Nah, really, to be told, you got 3 weeks because you got conference championship game.
I don't think they would get in. They got 2 SEC losses. I don't think so. Yeah, they still wouldn't jump Georgia and because they lost to Georgia. They wouldn't jump Georgia and A&M. Interesting. We'll see, but. I would like to say it's going to probably play itself out, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure in some route. But
again, I'm just glad that we're having this conversation about 10, 11, and 12 and not 3 and 4.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras.
Válido hasta 12-3. Selección varía por tienda. Solo en tiendas selectas. Hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.